Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a battle of the bands between Vincent Lopez and Paul Whiteman. Let me tell you a little bit about Vincent Lopez. He was born on December 30, 1895 in Brooklyn, died on September 20, 1975 in Florida. He was the son of Portuguese immigrant parents, and already by 1917 he was leading his own dance band. 1921 his band began broadcasting on the new medium of entertainment radio, and he became one of America's most popular band leaders, would retain that status through the 1940s. He began his radio programs by announcing Lopez speaking, and his theme song was Nola, Felix Arndt's novelty ragtime piece of 1915. Some of the musicians who played in his band are Artie Shaw, Xavier Cugat, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Mac Mosiello, Glenn Miller. He had the Keller Sisters and Lynch, Betty Hutton. Let me read a little bit from a very interesting website entitled KnightTemplar.org. KnightsTemplar.org. It says here, within the context of popular music, Lopez was a cutting-edge pioneer. His sterling musical performances, coupled with a blend of tasteful arrangements and big band instrumentation, marks him as one of a select handful of innovators who created the roadmap for the big band era. Musical history has virtually forgotten that genre. However, Lopez and his peers crafted a musical renaissance in America's fine hotels, which blunted the agony of the Great Depression, if only for an evening. Probably the most historically important orchestras to make their debut during the time frame of World War I or immediately after were Paul Whiteman, Art Hickman, Meyer Davis, Paul Specht, and Vincent Lopez. Common thread ran through the histories of those bands by virtue of the pioneering efforts of their efforts. With some variations, those leaders created the parameters for modern dance music, which established the rules for syncopation, rhythm, arrangement, musical styling, and instrumentation. One indispensable element of their music was discipline, both in performance and personal deportment. And later on, the article continues and says, Lopez became an example of the quintessential orchestra leader by the mid-1920s, eclipsed only slightly by the reputation of the immortal Paul Whiteman, the king of jazz. Like Whiteman, Lopez's emergence as a musical icon required many years of preparation and experience, which began in early childhood. Okay, well, let's get started with the music. First tune I want to play. Oh, the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to play a recording by Vincent Lopez, and following that, a recording of the same tune by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. So in this way, we can make a very fair comparison between the approaches and the musicianship in both Vincent Lopez band and Paul Whiteman band. First tune I want to play is Stepping Out. Vincent Lopez recorded this tune on January 5th, 1924. The band probably consisted of Vincent Lopez on piano and directing, Bob Efros and Bob Byers, correction, Bob Efros and Norman Weiner on trumpet, Jim Cassidy on trombone, Larry Abbott on clarinet alto sax, George Napoleon on alto sax, Billy Hamilton on clarinet alto sax tenor sax, Ernest Holst on violin, Joe Gold also on piano, Frank Reno on banjo or guitar, Hank Wack on brass bass, and Willie Kessler on drums. The recording by Paul Whiteman was waxed just a couple of years, a couple of weeks earlier, on December 14, 1923. With Henry Bossy and Frank Sigrist on trumpet, Roy Maxon and Jim Casday on trombone, Hale Byers on tenor sax, Ross Gorman, Donald Clark on alto sax, Ferdy Groffet on piano, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Al Armour on brass bass, and George Marsh on drums. Don Reno, in his biography of Whiteman, tells us, snappy jazz flavored tune, the solos by Sigrist and Bossy overlap, and it's interesting to hear Sigrist, who plays the first solo, provide a fair imitation of Bossy. So let's listen then to the first round of the Battle of the Bands between Vincent Lopez and Paul Whiteman. First Vincent Lopez, 1924, and then Paul Whiteman, 1923, Stepping Out. Thank you. I think I'll give that round to Vincent Lopez, perhaps because of the very nice trumpet lead by Bob Effros. Okay, let's now move to 1927 with the tune Just a Memory. First, the recording by Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra with Vincent Lopez as director, Peter Gentile and Einar Swan on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Larry Abbott, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet alto sax, George Napoleon on alto sax and probably tenor sax, Xavier Cugat, Irving Weiss on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Frank Reno on banjo or guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass, string bass, Willie Kessler on drums, and there is a vocal here by Frank Munn. I will follow that with a recording by Paul Whiteman that is from August 19, 1927. Now the band is somewhat bigger. We have Henry Bossi, Vic DiPolito, and Teddy Martell on trumpet, voice, Colin, Wilbur Hall, Tommy Dorsey, Jack Fulton on trombone, Harold McLean on clarinet, alto sax, Chester Hazlitt on bass clarinet, alto sax, Charles Trefaden on baritone, clarinet, Max Farley on baritone, alto sax, Kurt Dieterle and Misha Russell, and Betty Malneck, Mario Perry, and John Bauman on violin, Ray Turner on piano, Harry Perella on celeste, Al Armour on string bass, Mike Pingitore on banjo, and Harold MacDonald on drums. It's an arrangement by Ferdy Groffet, and the tune is one of the compositions of that wonderful trio, Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. So let's listen then to Just a Memory, first by Vincent Lopez, then Paul Whiteman, 1927.
Thank you.
I like that the violin pizzicato in Whiteman's version, both nice. One thing that I didn't mention at the beginning is another thing in common between Vincent Lopez and Whiteman is that they both went over to England in the mid-1920s and played in the Kit Kat Club. Okay, now I want to go back a few years. First, a recording by Vincent Lopez. This is Learn to Do the Strut from November 10, 1923. The composition of the band is almost the same as the one I gave earlier for Stepping Out, the difference being that the second trumpet player here is Bob Beers. I will follow that with the recording by Whiteman of a couple of weeks later. That is January 11, 1924. And we have Henry Bossy and Fred Sigrist on trumpet. In addition, in this particular recording, Fred Sigrist plays kazoo. Roy Maxon and Jim Cassidy on trombone. Hale Byers, tenor sax, Ross Gorman, alto sax, bass clarinet, Donald Clark, alto sax, Paul Whiteman himself is playing violin here, Freddie Groffé is on piano, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Al Armour, brass bass, and George Marsh on drums. Learn to Do the Strut is one of the tunes in Irving Berlin's Music Box Review. So let's listen then to Vincent Lopez, 1923, Paul Whiteman, 1924, Learning to Do the Strut. The next tune I want to play is Nola. And let me read from this website, KnightsTemplar.org. It's KnightsTemplar.org. Oil broadcasts made Lopez a nationally famous orchestra leader and brought him many opportunities beyond the St. Regis, which he was able to accept. Among those high-profile gigs was the selection of the Vincent Lopez Orchestra to play at the dedication of the Empire State Building on March 2, 1932. New York Governor Al Smith was the featured speaker from the observation roof, where the gala affair was broadcast over radio station WOR. Naturally, Lopez speaking was part of the program, along with Nola, the maestro's renowned radio theme. The recording of Nola by Vincent Lopez is from March 20, 1922, with Vincent Lopez on piano and directing, Bob Efros and Bob Beers on trumpet or flugelhorn or mellophone, Harold Geiser trombone, euphonium, Billy Hamilton clarinet, alto sax, sarrusophone, Harry Brown tenor sax, Ernest Holtz violin, Dave Berend banjo, Han Wok brass bass, Eddie Shear on drums. Now, so far I have played the same tune by both the Whiteman Band and the Lopez Band, and the recordings were more or less from the same time, within a month or a week or a few days. In this case, the recording of Nola by Paul Whiteman is from several years later. It's March 7, 1929, 7 years later, with Charles Margulies, Harry Goldfield, and Andy Sikris on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, clarinet, alto sax, Charles Strickfaden, clarinet, baritone, alto, Rube Crozier, alto, Roy Redmire on clarinet, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek on violin, Roy Bargy piano, Lenny Hayton piano and celeste, Min Liebrook brass bass, Mike Tramficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori banjo, and George Marsh on drums. And Don Reynolds' biography of Whiteman tells us a bravura technical performance by pianist Roy Bargy, who also made the arrangement. Hall's remarkably fast trombone work is also spotlighted in the band's live appearances. This number was often part of Hall's comical feature spot. So let's listen then to Nola, first by Vincent Lopez in 1922 and then Paul Whiteman 1929. Thank you. the Wilbur Hall's trombone novelty thing there is Tour de Force, and the piano by Vincent Lopez in Nola is undoubtedly first class. Okay, let's go now to a tune, My Angelina, or Angela Mia. The recording by Vincent Lopez is from April 26, 1928, and the composition of the band is all very similar to the one I gave for Just a Memory, with three exceptions, well, four exceptions. Bernard Daly replaces Napoleon on clarinet and tenor sax. Tony Colucci on banjo guitar replaces Reno, and Happy Macefield on drums replaces Kessler. And the vocal in Angela Mia is Louis James. The recording by Paul Whiteman is from April 21st, 1928. Henry Bossi, Charles Margulis, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlett, Charles Strickfaden, Rube Crozier, Roy Meyer, Irving Friedman, and Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Michelle Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry, Charles Gaylord, John Bauman on violin, Roy Bargi and Lenny Hayton on piano, Min Lee Brook brass bass, Mike Trafficante string bass, Mike Pingitore banjo, Harold McDonald drums. And the vocalists are Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Al Rinker. So let's listen then to Angela Mia, first by Vincent Lopez, then Paul Whiteman, 1928.
Thank you. sweet Madonna that I honor and adore. You're like the sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angela mia, my prayers are answered now, and I am thankful for Angela mia.
Let's continue with the music, and for the next round I have a very nice tune. It's Do I Hear You Saying I Love You, and the recording by Vincent Lopez is from May 11, 1928. That's the day after my brother was born. The composition of the band is exactly the same as the one I gave for Angela Mia, except that the vocalist here is Lawrence Wolf. The recording of the tune by Paul Whiteman is from April 24, 1928, and we have Henry Bossi, Charles Margulis, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt on alto sax, Charles Strickfaden, tenor sax, Rube Crozier, tenor sax, alto sax, Roy Mayer, alto sax, Irving Friedman on tenor sax, Frank Trombauer on alto sax or C melody, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry, Charles Gaylor, John Bauman on violin, Roy Bargy, Lenny Hayden on piano, Minna Liebbrook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, and Harold MacDonald on drums. The vocal in this one is indeed by Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Charles Gaylor. There is a really nice and long solo by Frank Trombauer here. So let's listen then to Do I Hear You Saying. This is a Rodgers and Hart tune from the show Present Arms. Vincent Lopez and Paul Whiteman, 1928.
Thank you. I love you, I love you. Are those lovely words for me? Tell me you're not playing. It is true, you know too. It's so wonderful to be. But to think that now I'll hold you in my arms, then from heaven just to call mine, if I hear you saying, I love you, I love you, life's been awfully good to me.
Well, we come to the last tune that I want to play in today's Battle of the Bands between Vincent Lopez and Paul Whiteman. And this is You Took Advantage of Me. Vincent Lopez recorded that tune on April 27, 1928. And the composition of the band is the same as in My Angelina, Angela Mia. With one exception, the vocalist here is Dick Robertson. 2 days earlier, on April 25th, 1928, Paul Whiteman recorded the tune. It's a Rodgers and Hart tune. with Henry Bossi, Charles Margulis, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbert Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Rube Crozier, Roy Meyer, Irving Friedman, Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnack, Mario Perry, Charles Gaylor, John Bauman on violin, Roy Bargi and Lenny Hayton on piano, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, George Marsh on drums. I love those recordings where you have both a brass bass and a string bass. This is one of my favorite recordings of Whiteman with Bix. The vocalists are Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Austin Skin Young. It's an arrangement by Tom Satterfield. Don Reynor tells us this is a record that will always be remembered for the delightful, whimsical chase sequence of Bix and Tram, who trade riffs back and forth. Bix takes the lead, daring Trombauer to top his hot licks. So let's listen then to You Took Advantage of Me, first by Vincent Lopez, then by Paul Whiteman, 1928.
Like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cook my goose, cause you took advantage of me. I'm so awfully bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer some awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, cause you took advantage of me.
Thank you. sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will.
Oh, you made your kill, cause you took advantage of me.
I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use?
You took my goose, cause you took advantage of me.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know.
My elbow from my ear.
Suffer something awful each time you go.
Much worse when you're near.
Here I am with all my bridges burned. Just a baby and I'm sure you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me,
cause you took advantage of me.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this battle of the bands between two giants of big bands from the 1920s, 1930s. Let me wind up this by reading from the website that I mentioned before, KnightsTemplar.org. When Lopez died in 1975, he left a record of half a century devoted to memorable musical entertainment. Over those five decades, he carved a niche in the pantheon of popular musical giants, which will endure for all time. He earned and squandered vast sums of money, but in the end, he managed to close his career in financial security. Nevertheless, his legacy as a founding father of the big band era is unblemished. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
If you contend, this is